A word for you from Jonah chapter 2 verse 8. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. This is part of the prayer of Jonah in the belly of the great fish, in utter darkness, and the feeling that he had been cast off forever. God was merciful to his prophet, though Jonah had been rebellious. Somehow God showed him his terrible sin of turning away from God. And chapter 2 is one of the greatest chapters in the whole Bible of repentance. Psalm 51, of course, is the great psalm of repentance by David. But here Jonah speaks out of the depths of his misery and of the feeling of despair, and then of hope that God can save him and forgive him. And he prays again that he would come once again into God's holy temple. In other words, into God's presence. And at the end of his prayer of repentance, he says these amazing words: salvation belongs to the Lord. Only the Lord can save, in other words. Now in this verse, when it says those who pay regard to vain idols, it also means those who cling to and identify with anything outside of God. Now with them there were literally idols. The Israelites, Jonah as being a prophet of Israel, knew exactly what idols were, and God had sent him in fact to an idol worshipping city, a wicked city, Nineveh. Now it means a little bit more than that, and so let's take it into today's context. If it says those who pay regard to vain idols, that vain idol can mean money, it can mean position, it can mean success. Whatever it is that you pay regard to, where your regard for the Lord God Himself is slightly lessened, it says you forsake your hope of steadfast love. In the New International Version, it says you forfeit the grace that is yours. Now imagine those terrible words, forfeiting grace. That means grace which could have been yours, you forfeit it. You cast it off because you've clung to idols. You've made idols your God, and therefore you forfeit the grace of salvation and eternal life.